Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Omid Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're getting towards the end of Simen Tof Kuf Pei Vav, and we start four lines down on Samach Omid Beis with Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Haya Aruch V'Kitzro, if your shofar was elongated and you just cut off some of the shofar, Im Nishar Bo Shir Tkiyah, as long as you have the four gudolim, you have the tefach of shofar left, kosher, it is a perfectly still good shofar. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Gimel explains, Ein Nafkamina Beis Etzad, it doesn't make a difference whether you cut it off at the area where you normally put your mouth, or you cut it off at the wider end where the sound comes out. What you're left with is now going to be the new mouthpiece and the new place where the sound comes out, and therefore it's still good as long as you have the shear of a kosher shofar left, a tefach. And this is true, he says, Vafilu nishtana kola, even if the sound that the shofar is going to make is going to be different when it was 10 inches long versus when it's 6 inches long. So it's going to be a different sound, not a problem. Vashminan, we learn from here, the lotema debarinin kol hakeren, and don't learn from here that you need to use the entire horn of the ram, let's say, like it grows on the head of the ram, but in fact, as long as you take part of it, as long as it's a kosher shofar in terms of the size, it doesn't have to be the entire horn of the ram. Kosher, Sivkot and Samach Dalit, Mishmur says, Vafilu hoya bo psul mitchila, even if the part that you cut off was something wrong with it, and that's why you cut it off. V'kitzro kidei lachzir lachshero, and now you have a kosher shofar remaining behind. Albeit, you cut off a part that would have made it possible, no problem. Nami mutter, it's perfectly good. And we learned these halachas 2 days ago, ukidel in Sif Ches. Sif Yudal, Mechaber writes, Gerdo mibifnim, you scraped it away from the inside. Or mibachutz, or some of this scraping you did on the outside. And now it's very, very thin. You made it somehow very, very thin, so it's like a gelid. A gelid is like a scab. So in other words, you had a thick shofar, and you scraped away either from the inside or the outside, or you just made it very, very thin. All of these still a perfectly good kosher shofar, and the Mechaber tells us kosher. It's okay to use such a shofar. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Samachay, Vafilu nishtana kolo mikamo shoya. And again, even if the sound was changed from what it was when it was thicker to what it is now when it's scraped away, kiven she'ein hashinui bo machmas dover acher. Since the change in the sound doesn't come because you've added something to it, you've just changed it itself. El mitzad atzmo shel shofar. Since all you've done is change the shofar itself, so therefore that is still a kosher shofar. Call a kosher shofar. Every sound that comes out of a kosher shofar is a good sound, even if it's different than what it was previously before you did some manipulation to it. Sivkot and Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Lo hotzi zachruso elenor kavbo kosher. Now, we already explained previously that the way the shofars exist on the animal is that you have this horn that's outside like a male membrane of the skull of the animal, and that has what's called the zachrus, that's the actual bone itself, and then around it grows a horn. So what the Mechaber is telling us over here, if you didn't take out the zachruso, you didn't take out that piece of bone that's inside the horn, but you just drilled through it, you just made a hole through it, so you now have a shofar, so that's kosher, that is acceptable. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Vav, the kishu mechubor behemah, when the whole structure is attached to the animal, etzim bolet min harosh, there's a bone that comes out from the head of the animal, v'nichlas l'socho, and that basically is going to eventually be encased by the what we call the shofar. Ukish osim shofar, normally when you make a shofar, you cut off the entire bone and the surrounding shofar, motzin osom mitocho, and then you take out the inner zachrus, and you're left with the shell, which is the shofar. And in this situation, v'zelo utzio, you didn't do this, elonokav osom mitchilos of yatzofo, you basically drilled through it, so you still have some of the bone left inside there as part of the shofar. So this is perfectly good, this is kosher. The issue footnote number 68 brings down, Mavurashu kosher, afobishal achashinokvo bizachrus, kolatsar aptimi shalashofer, mechuba begele shalazachrus. Now, one might have argued that you're not blowing in the shofar now, you're still blowing within the bone. And you might have thought that that's no good. So the Mechaber is telling us that this is good. The Stipe Lagon says, however, Vare kishitokea bishofaze eno tokea idea shofer, ele de zachrus. He says, how come this is good? You're not blowing in the shofar. How is this any different than if you just took the zachrus and hollowed it out when it didn't have the shofar around it and used that as a shofar? That the Shulchan Aruch says is no good. And therefore, the Stipe Lagon says, you see from here that the shofar doesn't have to be the sole thing making the sounds. As long as it's within the hollow part of the shofar, even if the zachrus is still there. Even though in our case, we still have some of the bone left inside the shell of the shofar, so that is making the sounds from the bone too. That's not a problem. Kibin shein nasis b'chalal ha-shofar, since it's in the hollow part of the shofar, ha-chalal nechshem chalal ha-shofar. This is also called the chalal of the shofar. Shekein ha-zachar inochotzeis b'no l'chalal, and the zachar, the bone, is not considered over here a interposition between the shofar and the chalal, because min b'mino inochotzeis. So that's the beautiful understanding of the stipel over here, why this is not a problem. And it's kosher to use this. As the Mishnah Berurah says, the Sifkot and Samach Zayin, quoting the Mechaber, it's kosher. And he says, Afilu l'chachila, motilasus kein. There is no problem doing this l'chachila. The min b'mina in uchotzis, as the stipler going just brought down. And as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, it's not considered a chatzitza. V'im z'bachal shtei shofros, and this isn't considered two shofros, kiven tu dovuk b'tchiloso. This is connected from the start. And therefore, it is perfectly good, even l'chachila. But if you did take it out and then you took the zachos out and drilled the hole through it and then put it back, then it would be a problem. Now we go, continuing in the Mechaber. That's what we just said. If you took the zachos out and you made that into a shofar, you drilled through it, so then that's possible. That's not a kosher shofar, as the Mishnah Berurah explains. The shofar is the tube. She chalul, it has to be hollow. The chol she'enu cholu b'tivo, it's not naturally hollow, lo mikri shofar. So therefore, the zachos, if you were to hollow it out, that's not naturally hollow, that's not a kosher shofar. Sif tezayin, the Mechaber writes,
if you go and plate it with gold, you take the shofar and you plate it with gold at the place where you put your mouth to make the sound, so that's possible. That's not a kosher shofar. Now this is a brisa. The Baragola shows this is a brisa that we bring down, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sifkot and Tezayin, hu loshon brisa. And this brisa continues, ateva tevas yesh meforshim. So we'll continue reading this Mechaber, which is just quoting the brisa for the first part of this sif. So if you plated it with gold, where you put the mouth onto it, it's possible. But shalom b'makom anachas apek kosher. But if you plated a part of the shofar that doesn't have your mouth on it, so it's just to beautify it, that is allowed. Likewise, the Brisa says tzipo zov mi b'fnim possible. If you plate it on the inside, it's no good. Mi b'chutz, if you plate it on the outside, so it depends. Im nishtana kolos mi kamo shoya possible. If it changes the sound, then it's no good. But if it doesn't change the sound v'im lav, then it's kosher. Then it's good. That's the end of the brisa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. This was the brisa that we just quoted. Now, Mechaber continues on his own, and this is the Be'er HaGolah tells us, he's quoting now from the Ran on that brisa. He says, Yesh Meforshim, how do you interpret this brisa? The Ran says, Yesh Meforshim, Mekom Hanocha Sapeh, when we say the place where you put your mouth on it, that if it's plated is a problem. So what do we define Hanocha Sapeh? Hainu Ovi HaShofor Litzdad Pnimi. This is the thickness of the shofar on the inner aspect of it. Sheminiach Shom Piv, that you put your mouth on that. And what we call the tzara chitzon, mina ovi atzmo, the external part of the shofar on the thick part, the outer part, that's kari shalom b'makom anachas hapeh. That's the first interpretation, and that's from the Ran. Second one, the Yesh Meforshim, that's from the Rush. You can see this in the Be'er HaGolah as well, in Sifkot and Samach. So this is the Rush that's talking over here. And this Yesh Meforshim says, the avyo b'makom hakotzar hu makom hanochas hapeh. The thickness on the narrow end, that whole area is called hanochas hapeh. V'shalom b'makom hanochas hapeh, and where you don't put the mouth, that's called hainu kol orech hashofar mitzad hakotzar atzad harochav. The rest of that is considered the place where it's not considered makom hanochas hapeh. So we have these two opinions. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Ayin analyzes these further. So he tells us, number one, Rotsu lomar, the ba'ovi hashofar lamalo yesh shnei chudim. The thickness of the shofar at the top, he says, has two points to it. Echot shenota letzad chalal hashofar, v'echot shenota letzad chutz. So one goes in, so to say, and one goes out. Leperish harishon, according to the first interpretation, which is the Ran, so that which we brought down, the first yesh meforshim, so mikre makom anochas apeh, hainu shetzipo letzad prim. That's when you plated it on the inner aspect. Upsulo mishum shehevel hakol nichnas lesov. And it's no good because the change in the sound is because of the gold. Which we said was good. That's the external part. According to the Ran, and understanding Mishnah Berurah of the Ran, that doesn't change the sound, and that's why it's not a problem. However, he says, but he says everything else on the outside, that is considered what we described in the Braisa, tzipo zov b'chutz, and we said, if you were tzipo zov b'chutz, it depends. In Mishtana, kol, it's posel. In Lav, it's kosher. That's the first pshat. Second pshat, the Rosh's pshat, the Yesh Mefarshim that's attributed to the Rosh, v'laperish Hasheni, kol osa kotzer shalamala, machshin machdis l'soch piv. He says, everything that you put your mouth around, that's called the first area of machshin nichnas l'toch piv. Hakol nikra makom anachas hapeh. That's all called anachas hapeh, and anything there is going to be ruined. V'shelo b'makom anachas hapeh, what does that mean? It's not where the mouth is put. Hainu, mashu samuch l'osa makom mibuchutz. Everything external to that, further up on the shofar. And that little bit, gam kein ein derech hakol ishtanos avshu al dofen mibuchutz. Anything on the outer part is not going to change the sound. Ulkach sots ma habrais of the kosher. That's why the brayse says it's good. Umin oso makom lamata at sof mikre tzipos of mibuchutz v'toli b'im nishtana kol. That part which he says is on the outside, which it depends if it changes the sound or not. Im tzipos of mibifnim. The whole gabne posul mishum shotokeh bezov. So it's on the inside, it's definitely going to change the sound, and that's no good. Now this is a little bit complicated, and I hope I said it clearly. I'm not 100% sure I fully understand exactly where the points are of contention between the Ran and the Rush, exactly on the shofar. So tzarech Ian a little bit more to go into this and review it. The issue footnotes number 69 and 70 also address some of this Ayin Shum. The issue footnote 69 tells us that the Ramban, which we're going to see later on in the Mechaber, says that if the coal is over Derech Hazav, if it passes via this gold, so you have a problem in that you have to have nothing being mafsik between your mouth and the shofar, and that's why it's no good, according to the Ramban. So Lomana Ramban, Shem Hirchik as a shofar, V'nachot B'Vetok B'Apostle. That's why, similarly, we're going to learn in Shulchan Aruch and Sifu Tess that if you blow from far away, it's also no good, because you have an interposition, the air, in between your lips and the shofar. The rest of this Dishu footnote brings down others that disagree. Dishu footnote number 70 brings an interesting situation from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, where he says that once there was a Maisa, that they found some sort of an insect inside the shofar after the tkios, and he passed that the tkios were all still good because the insect wasn't attached to the inside of the shofar and it didn't impact on the sound of the shofar, and therefore it's not considered like a hefsek between the kol and the shofar. Elo kegargir chol, or lichluch, it's just like a little piece of sand or a little piece of schmutz that nimtza b'shofar that doesn't ruin the sound. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Ayin Aleph tells us that the Mechaber Kitzur was there, that Mechaber shortened the last part over here, and he writes, the Melashono mashma the kola orech chado dina isle v'koshim tzipozov. It's according to this second version, according to the Rush, the entire long area above where you put your mouth, so that is considered one area, and it's kosher im tzipozov. It would be good if it was gold-plated. It doesn't affect the sound. Ubema zeino, but the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not correct. Derak mashu harishon hasomuch la'ovi shemachlis lo piv kosher. It is that little bit, that little mashu hasomuch la'ovi, that's right next to the thickness shemachlis lo piv, where he puts it into his mouth, that would be kosher. The mistama ain't derech lishtanos hakol b'shul osa mashu. That little bit isn't going to change the sound. Avo misham ulamata, but everything further beyond that, atzof a shofar, until the other end of the shofar, if you do plate that with gold, toloi b'mishtana kol machbazet. That will depend on, did the voice, the sound, change or not. Again, a little bit complicated here. I hope I said it clearly. Let's go by to Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Hametzayrim b'shofar, if you draw images on the shofar, tzuros b'minei tzivonim, with all sorts of shapes and colors, kedel and also, to make it beautiful, lo yofei mosim, that's not proper to do, it's not a good thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot 9 Beis, because the lofomim, because sometimes, mishtan hakol ma'at b'shulzeh, because you're sometimes going to change the sound because of this, and therefore that's a potential problem, therefore don't do it. Lo yofei mosim. Ramor writes, Avol mutu lachkok b'shofar atzmo, tzuros kedel and also. He brings up from the Beis Yosef that the Ramor says that you can go and engrave or chisel into the shofar images. That is technically allowed. Mishmur explains, Sivkot 9 Gimel, the afi mishtana kol l'mach mazeh, because even if you were to change the sound because of these engravings, less lumba, it's not a problem. Kiven shu mach masatz, because the shofar itself is the one that's causing the change in the sound, and as we've already said, ukahi the sif yudali, we learned earlier in the shir, gerudu mifinim u'michot suhuli, it's perfectly good, because the shofar itself hasn't been changed from an addition to it, it's only a subtraction from it, so to say, a rubbing away or scraping away or a chiseling away or engraving, and that doesn't technically make it no longer a shofar. Albeit, in Dishu Foot number 72, he brings out from the Kaf HaChaim that Mikol Mokom HaMinog Hu Shelo Lachkok Al HaShofar Shum Tzura, that the minog is not to do anything of this nature. Sif Yud Ches, Im No San Zov Al Ovi HaShofar Bitzad HaRochov, if in fact the person were to have placed gold on the thickness of the shofar, on the narrow side, b'tzad arochov, haynu, hosif olav kolshu upasul. If he even adds a little bit, so then it's no good, and it's a pasul l'shofar. Mishpura Tzivkot 9 Dalet says, rotsu lomar, upasul b'chol gavni, it's no good no matter what. Afin lo nishtanakol, even if the sound of the shofar wasn't changed. Tzivkot in your test. The Mechaber writes, here chikas ha-shofar, if you place the shofar farther away from your mouth, you didn't put your mouth directly on it, the nafach bo, but you blew hard into it, the talk bo, and was able to make a sound, that's no good. Possible. This is what we brought down earlier in the issue footnote number 69 from the Ramban. And here the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Ayin Hey, the ba'inon she'piv midubok le-shofar. Your mouth has to be directly attached to the shofar, can't be an airspace in between, v'simono. And we get a smach to this from the pasuk where it says, el chikcha shofar. It should be directly to your chayk, to your palate. So the shofar has to be directly touched with your lips, and there can't be an intervening airspace in between that you're blowing through in order to make the sound of the shofar. The latter part of this shir was quite complicated. It's a good point to stop over here. This we conclude today's shir.